Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday afternoon, this is Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show, and welcome, 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 welcome one and all, and hope wherever you may be in this world, whether it be morning, afternoon, night, because my radio show can reach anywhere in the world. So wherever you may be, I hope it's all good. I hope you're all healthy, happy. I can't even talk. I'm trying to suck down some coffee here, but I hope everyone's healthy and happy, and I did not schedule a guest today. I wanted to talk a little about a couple of fundraisers, which I am actually part of. And I am so super pumped. By the way, if anybody wants to call in a little while, there's a number, 347-989-1473, 347-989-1473. And I think I made my little Jackie Chan furball co-host Kitty. She just went on top of the refrigerator, and she's all mad at me because, you know, I'm trying to get a hold of the show. And if you actually... I'm trying to get a hold of her and run the show at the same time because early when I was setting up the show, she was actually pouncing on top. I posted a picture of her pouncing on top of the equipment on my Facebook page because she wanted some attention. And so I've been setting this up all morning because I try to make things go smoothly because I like to have that type of show where I pray they don't have any technical difficulties. And she got mad. Now the cat's on top of the refrigerator. I'm trying to get her down. She's so mad at me right now, and I'm trying to pet her. I wish people would call in and call the cat, Jackie Chan. Come on, get off the fridge here. So I'm petting her, and now she's not sitting on the bed. She's actually on top of the refrigerator, and she's just a freshie. She's just a freshie, and like I said, I actually posted earlier a picture of her jumping on top of the equipment. But anyway, I think today is going to be a good day to take a nap after the radio show. Oh, yes, I'm going to need a nap. I've been very, very busy, you know, working full-time, running the radio show. I'm very hyper because I just sucked down a whole bunch of coffee, and I'm on my second cup right now, and I actually had a little bit of an energy drink that was open in my fridge, so I'm buzzing around like you wouldn't believe. And I'm sitting here choking on my own spit. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting here choking on my own spit. Oh, Lord, that's kind of embarrassing. And I have to apologize, but, you know, I have this weird accent. I'm from Boston, and I have a Bostonian accent. And I sometimes get words mixed up a little bit, and I have to do the face palm slap to the head Jean-Luc Picard thing because I had something special happen to me last week. One of my guests on my show, I'm going to actually bring up my Facebook page because I want to make sure I'm going to try to pronounce his name as best as I can because I do kind of butcher people's names. And I'm going to actually bring it up in the three things that I actually wanted to speak about today. John G. Hagner was actually a guest on my show, on my last show Wednesday night, and I felt very, very honored. I am, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to have him on my show. He has so many stories to tell. So many great stories, and I enjoyed it. And I was just like, you know how Homer Simpson is, like from The Simpsons, and he drools over donuts, and he's like, aw. Well, that's just how I was. When John was telling me stories, I was so quiet because I felt like a little kid. Like, I was like, wow, because he worked on sets like Batman and such, stuff like that when I was growing up. Like, no way. So he's telling me about him working on Batman, and he's done so many different things. And I'm sitting there. My jaw was to the floor when I was listening to John G. Hagner. He's like, you okay? You still there? And I'm like, yeah. I'm so excited. He goes, and he asked me a couple times, you know, how come you're laughing? I go, you don't understand. It's the fact is, I feel like a little kid, like a little schoolgirl, and I'm giggling because this is the stuff that I love. I love this stuff, the stuntman stuff that I've been growing up watching, because I always say I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. So that seeing, you know, the stuff growing up, you know, like watching the A-Team, Bionic Man, Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, the Hulk, all these things, you know, Dukes of Hazzard, Knight Rider. I could go on and just tell you about all the stuff, you know, that I've watched growing up and loving that stuff. But it's kind of like when I was growing up, it was kind of really weird for a girl to like that stuff. And even Jackie Chan, you know, keeping this stuff kind of hush-hush, you know, I was like, you know, this didn't seem kind of normal. But I kind of was, you know, a geek and a nerd. And I hung around with the geek and the nerd boys from the neighborhood. And so, you know, it just, stuff that I've always, you know, I've had my bullies and stuff, and here I go on and getting off track here. But getting back to my point, talking about John G. Hagner, he's, you know, I mean, when he told me he was aged, and he said he was like 85 years old, he's 85, ladies and gentlemen. The man, I'm sitting there, there's no way. I thought he was closer to Jackie Chan's age, and the man's older than Jackie Chan, 85, and he's sitting there telling me stories like, how is this guy not, like, falling apart with stuff that he's done? He's done high dives and all these crazy things, well, you know, a lot of stunts and stuff on sets, and John just blew me away. And he talked about on my last show how he got into stunts, and I'm just like, I was so thrilled and so excited, and I felt so honored to have him on my show, and, you know, just to be able to get all these stunt people on my show, I feel very honored. So, you know, getting to my point about one of the things I wanted to talk about, where I'm going to bring up the site. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. John actually founded Falling First Stars. It's a Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And right on the air, I was not expecting this. It was such a pleasant surprise. John asked me to come on board Board of Advisors for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. It is kind of hard for me to explain, but when good things happen, this is honestly how to get me to shut up. When you compliment me, because I don't know what to say, and I'm like, and I'm live, and it's kind of like, I, I, I like, caught off guard. And when he was asking me that, it just took me by surprise, and I almost didn't know what to say. And I'm like, you know, I felt so honored that he would ask me, you know, to come on board in this. And if you go to the site, the www.stuntmen.org, that organization, it was actually founded CEO of John Hagner. And I'm actually going to bring this up, the stuntman organization here. And you can see, you can go on there and check out members, and I'm on the bottom there. There's so many people that are part of this now, where they're trying to get another place, and I think everything is in storage unit. It says, Falling for Stars, a nonprofit organization. This is, I'm reading exactly from the website. A nonprofit organization, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Official site, Hagner, founder, CEO. And it actually, it's in, if I can say this city right, Mohab, Utah. And it says Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I'm just scrolling down and reading exactly what it says from the website. And this is about the museum from, you know, Fallen from the Stars. About the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks. Okay, this is what he was talking about on the show. Okay, there are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mons Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. Man, I still want to visit the Chinese Theater, but I'm so excited about what I'm reading here. And says, this rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts equipment, photos, and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Michael, O as in Apple, B as in Bob, Utah, 84532. And it says, for more information, I don't know if I can really, if I should say John's telephone number on here. I'll have to ask him another time if that's okay. And his email address, John Hagner, J-O-H-N-H-A-G-N-E-R at gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunts, Stars, and Legend. John Hagner does a monthly article in the Moab Happenings, tabloid features happenings in and around the Moab area. If anyone would be interested in receiving a copy of the publication free of charge, contact John Hagner. If you haven't been to Moab, Utah, the scenery is spectacular and the hospitality is fantastic. Try a visit. You'll love it. Let's see. They got some pictures, and it shows John in a cowboy hat, Dave Sharp, Yakima Canutt. Okay, I got a picture of him on there. I see him because I think he was mentioned that. Lee Diebold. And I'm going to bring up, I want to look, I'm just so fascinated. I came up and I'm like a little kid looking at all of this. Let me see, members list. Okay, all right. Let me see, give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm bringing up members list. So give me one moment. I'm opening that up. And okay, just waiting for this to open up. Members list. Okay, I'm excited about this. Honored inductees into Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Ray Abbott, Ray Alon Europe, Andy Armstrong, Vic Armstrong, Denny, Arnold, and Kenna, Chuck, Bill, Alicia, Ella, Bailey, Spencer, Gordon, Bennett, Paul, Baxley. Okay, let's see. I'm going to try to pronounce this name as best as I can. Charlie Berger, B-E-R-G-E-I-R-E, Joe Bonomo, Kurt Vaughn, May Boss, David Bushi, Buff Brady, David Bren, B-R-I-E-N, Jerry Brown, Tony Brubaker, Polly Burson, Wayne Burson, Jim Burke, Joe Yakima Knut, Johnny Carpenter, Fred Carson, Bill Ketching, Al Cavins, Fred Cavins, Roy Dunn Clark, Jack Coffer, Gary Combs, Gil Combs, Jack Cooper, Ben Corbett, Frank Cordell, Danny Costa, Chuck Courtney, Bill Couch, Chuck Couch, Jerry Crampton, (Europe), Martha Crawford, Everett Creech, Roger Creed, Dick Crockett, Spice Williams Crosby, Cliff Cudney, Peppa Curtis. Okay, gotta scroll down. Wow, this is a really long list. This is amazing. And it continues. Howard Curtis, Sean Dehim, Frankie Darrow, BJ Davis, Babe DeFreest, it's D-E-F-R-E-E-S-T, Paula Dell, George Newman, Benny Dobbins, George Dockstader, D-O-C-K-S-T-A-D-R, Ed Donner, Ted Duncan, Jimmy Dundee, Eddie Dunn, Larry Duran, Bud Elder, John Epper, Stephanie Epper, Janine Epper, Gary Epper, Tony Epper, Margot Epper, Dick Farnsworth, Ralph Faulkner, Randy Fife, Lila Finn, Evelyn Finley, Clem Fuller, Donna Garrett, Jerry Gatland, Richard Geary, if I can say this name correctly, Fred Sr., G-A-B-U-R-I-E, Lenny Gere, Alan Gibbs, Helen Gibson, Jack Gill, Sal Gross, G-O-R-S-S, Dick Grace, Martin Grace, Alan Graff, Fred Graham, Duke Green, Donna Hall, Clifford Happy, Marguerite Happy, Bobby Harris, Brad Harris, Bill Hart, Owen Harvey, Chuck Haywood, Buzz Henry, Bob Perron, Bill Hickman, Chuck Hicks, Buddy Joe Hooker, Charlie Horvath, Bobby Hoy, John Beer Hudkins, Tommy Huff, Whitey Hughes, Charles Hutchinson, Lauren James, Jeff Jensen, Ben Jensen, Jesse Johnson, Leroy Johnson, Rosemary Johnson, Billy Jones, Dick Jones, Fred Kennedy, Hubie Kearns Sr., Peter H. Kent, Joe Kramer, Stubby Kruger, Dick Kerwood, Henry Kingy, Fred Crone, Stephen Lambert, that's my ninja pal. this is a long list. Let's keep going. This is Bert LeBron, Jean LaBelle, Terry Leonard, Omar Locklear, Carrie Lufton, George Leach, Wendy Leach Armstrong, Jimmy New, Tom Lucy, Lars Lundgren, Cliff Lyons, Jack Mahoney, Paul Malvern, Paul Nymph, Ted Mapes, Buddy Mason, Kermit Maynard, Dwayne McLean, Frank McGrath, Gary McLotty, Bronco McLaughlin, Troy Melton, Tom Metzetti, Vic Metzetti, Bob Miles, Bob Miner, Boyd Red Morgan, Bob Morgan, Hal Needham, Ron Nix, Leo Numis, Paul Knuckles, Kitty O'Neill, Bobby Orison, Eddie Parker, Harvey Perry, Reggie Parton, Victor Paul, Gene Perkins, Gil Perkins, Jack Perkins, Andres Petrides, P-E-T-R-I-D-E-S, Alan Pinson, Eddie Polo, Alan Pomeroy, Janice Prohaska, Charlie Regan, Burt Reynolds, Lauren Reeb, it's R-I-E-B-E, Curtis Rivers, Chuck Robinson, J.N. Roberts, Dar Robinson, George Rothstein, Bob Rose, Wally Rose, Rex Rossi, Eddie Sands, Danny Sands, Ray Sinager, Greg Sargent, Audrey Saunders, Roy Saunders, Ross Saunders, George Sawaya, it's S-A-W-A-Y-A, Carl Sachs, Audrey Scott, Billy Shannon, Alex Sharp, Dave Sharp, Jimmy Shepherd, Bob Simmons, Dean Smith, I hope I can say this name correctly, Donnie Schnagoff, S-E-G-O-F-F, Paul Strader, Tom Steele, Jack Stoney, Jerry Summers, Frank Tallman, Richard Tamaj, Guy Tahig, it's like League, except Tig, T-E-A-G-U-E, Duke Taylor, Ken Terrell, Red Thompson, Louis Tomei, Buddy Van Horn, Dale Van Snickle, Sailor Vincent, Kay Wade, Fred Waugh, Dick Warlock, Mary Wiggins, Ted White, Glenn Wilder. I wonder if that's the Glenn Wilder we know. Glenn Wilder? Is that the one? Oh, I'm thinking of Gene Wilder. Sorry about that. Glenn Wilder, Buster Wiles, Marvin Willens, Bill Williams, Jack Williams, George Wilbur, Henry Wills, Terry Wilson, Bud Wolf, Rod Wolf, Al Wyatt, Bob Yerkes. Okay, I'm going to try to say these names correctly. Yorgian, Y-R-I-G-O-Y-N, Yorgian. Joe, and it's the same as Joe Eugen. Steve Wyman's your Dick Zeiker, and it says honorary inductees, which I know the honorary inductees, the very first one, Jackie Chan. I'm not kidding, this is what it says on the site. I'm so happy. I'm crying right now. It says honorary inductees, Jackie Chan. And it says Bob Conrad. Kirk Douglas, Buster Keaton, which we know, Buster Keaton, Clayton Moore, Chaplain Paul Reddy, John Wayne. So those are all the people, you know, and also John G. Hagner is also, I mean, he's the founder, but he's been a stuntman that's been in the business for 85 years. You guys have to go and listen to my latest radio show from last Wednesday. We had such a great time, great time last Wednesday night. But they're in search of funds for, you know, to help preserve the, you know, with the stuntmen and stuntwomen. And pretty sure, you know, maybe, I don't know if they'll ever be animals, but, you know, it's, even though it says Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, you know, there is women on there. It's just that's what the nonprofit organization, that's what it started with, and they shouldn't have to, you know, change the name. And believe me, I know, you know, I'm going to be the younger generation coming on board in this, and I just feel, I just don't know what to say. To be honored to be part of this, I just don't know what to say. I'm very happy and I'm very honored. So thank you, John Hagner, for, you know, asked me to come on board. I feel very honored about this. And if you go down to the very bottom of the page and you go down, I think it's on the bottom here. Hold on, just checking. Yeah, it says Board of Advisors, and it goes down, and my name's the last name on the list. But, you know, I'm the newest one, so I'm kind of like, I think I'm the baby. I think I'm the baby on this side. I'm the youngest generation on this side. I was like, it's kind of cool to be part of this because this is my life. This is stuff that I've watched my whole life. And to be able to give feedback, and I hope, you know, be able to help out, to help them get a building for everything. You know, I mean, everything – I just feel very lucky, very honored to be part of this, and I hope I can help preserve that, and I hope we can get a building. I don't know if it's going to be in Utah or everything, for all these wonderful memories, for the history of, you know, stuntmen's, you know, place and stunt women, and be able to bring in just that, you know, things that I'm going to be able to bring to this. So I very much am happy to be part of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, you know, one of the members, the Board of Advisors on that. So I'm very, very, very happy. And once again, if you want to go to the website, let me bring it up again. It says www.stuntmen.org, and you can actually go and check that out. So the next thing I want to bring up as we move on here, and just bringing it up, I'm swirling up on my Facebook page. Okay. There is another foundation. Just opening up the page. The Sarah Joy Foundation, which I'm part of. And it's something where my my nephew, Eric, he lost his wife to breast cancer. And what had happened is Sarah, she decided not to undergo, you know, like, you know, treatments and such because she didn't want to hurt her unborn son. So it was something that, you know, it's just really hard to think that, you know, mom, she was just so loved, and I guess Eric knew her for so many years, and it was love at first sight, and there's actually a video, a news clip and stuff that you can see, and Eric, in his own words, does talk about, you know, it was love at first sight, but he doesn't really know it until 7 years later, and they started a family, and they were just going to have the whole, you know, life planned out together, and, you know, it's just like one of those things that just boggles your mind, but within, you know, some sort of tragedy comes out this wonderful foundation, the Sarah Joy Foundation, and what it does, it helps families with cancer, and it helps, you know, to pay their bills, you know, to help, maybe help the families go out on outings and such, and it's just something, it's a beautiful, you know, charity, a beautiful foundation. It's called Sarah's Joy Foundation. If you want to go on Facebook, we are taking donations. Go to the Sarah Joyce Foundation. And in my own way, I'm giving back because my nephew, Eric, and my other nephew, Cardiac, is in this, you know, this music group. And they did a song for The Fighter, and it was originally, I think, supposed to be for Mark Wahlberg's, you know, the Mickey Ward, The Fighter, and it didn't get in the film, but what I'm going to do is take that song, The Fighter, which they did when I get to filming my film, The Dishwasher, which I'm playing a dishwasher, and I'm like an underdog, and I took my love for Jack, you know, wanting to work with Jackie Chan my whole life and put it in this film as a dishwasher, wanting to work with Jackie Chan. Well, I'm taking the song, The Fighter, from their group, putting it in my film, and somehow I'm dedicating that song because Sarah was a fighter. And I'm going to celebrate, you know, her spirit, her life in my own way, and that's a dedication in my film, in the film The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan influenced film that I'm actually going to be doing. And I just, you know, if anybody wants to go, you know, check out the page. We are taking donations at the Sarah Joy Foundation on Facebook. And I don't know, you know, about future events as of yet, but you can go there and check it out and, you know, help to keep Sarah's, you know, spirit alive. So go and check out the Sarah Joyce Foundation. I'm proud to be part of this. And I hope it continues to grow so we can help more families, you know, with terminal cancer. So that's something I'm just going to keep speaking out about. So I'm proud to be part of this now. And now, to move on to a little bit, another piece here. I'm bouncing back and forth, ladies and gentlemen. You know, this is how I do. And before I bring that up, I want to play the song, The Fighter. So before I talk about my next thing, I'm going to take a short little break. I just want to find it in the queue where it is. This is the song. I'm trying to find it. And once again, I'm just going to take a little break. This is the song that I'm going to put into my film, Dishwasher. This is my two nephews, Sacrifice and Cardiac. And this is a song, The Spider. This is dedicated to Sarah in my film. So I'm going to play this song, and I'll be right back.
Anxiety sets in, I'm starting to pace. My nerves unsettle, sweat drips my face. Hands take, can't escape this decision I make. Heart racing, my faith says this is my fate. I just brace and I take in the face of adversity. Tasting this certainty, the brakes ain't hurting me. Gain on, a bomb on my pain stronger. Fame smarter, street smarter, train harder. Can't stop me, drop me, I'm not losing. I'm too fast, lightning even when I'm not moving. All heart, leave these cowards on cold. I'm hot, not to mention all the power I hold. Keep moving, keep training, headstrong. Be patient, meet them head to head. I don't care if it's the least safest. Not stopping, have a promise to prove I'm a fighter. It's not an option to lose.
And that's the song The Fighter by Sacrifice and Cardiac, two nephews of mine that actually I'm going to take that song and put in my film The Dishwasher, my Jackie Chan influenced film, which as soon as I get the rest of the money, about $350, I'll be able to film it, and we'll be doing my own, you know, fight scene and everything and get that organized and going. And I'm very happy that I do have people on board for it, so I'm very blessed with that. Now, the thing that I'm so super happy about, you know, There's so many things in life, and I hope people that are hearing this are going to, you know, I hope this helps to uplift them, because everybody that has dreams and stuff, people are telling some people that they can't do something. Well, I'm living proof that I can do things where people said that I couldn't do, and I'm actually even proof that I'm actually doing them today. And it isn't about proving, you know, people wrong and stuff. It's just something that I stuck with it, and I'm doing everything people said I never wanted, you know, never could do when people tried to stop it, and I did. And I'm just living proof, and it's not about getting the last laugh. It's just you're living your life, and you're doing what you want to do, and that is priceless. So I'm doing what I want to do in life. No one can stop me. And as of yesterday, I was so in disbelief where it's even getting closer to, you know, us putting together the battle armor for Valkyr. And they were doing the chest armor, you know, getting that together from yesterday. And I'm sitting there, and I'm going, wow, this is really happening. And I just cannot wait, because there's a picture of my big sister, my warrior sister, Charlie, and it's on my Facebook page, and she's in her you know, battle wardrobe, her armor and stuff. And I'm going, man, I'm so jealous of her, because she's already in her costume and doing her scenes. And I'm like, I know, be patient. And I'm just so excited. And then people out there, you know, I've been working on this for a while, and just like, you know, if you want to, you know, I mean, do things yourself, it's going to take a little while. But if you want to help out, there is a fundraiser where we are collecting funds, you know, I'm part of this. So you can go to the Valkyr fundraiser. It's F as in Frank, A as in Apple, L C Y Y R fundraiser. And we're collecting funds there. It's the fundraiser.com, FUNDRAZR.com. And actually, as you all know, this is a song that I open up my show with. It's called Battle Song. And that's actually going to be part, you know, of the film. That song, the Battle Song, and if you listen to it, you know, it's just something that gives you that positive fighting feeling. So that song that's in the beginning of my, you know, Shelly Nunchuk's Blog Talk Radio Battle Song, that song is actually going to be in Valkyr. And, you know, I'm playing one of the lead Valkyries, and you can check out last weekend, not yesterday, but the weekend before, and we were actually filming on the beach, and it's actually showing me I'm taking a bow and I'm doing some Tai Chi movements on the rock. So let me tell you, when we were filming, it was pretty damn cold, because we were there at like 6:30 in the morning. We had to take our shoes off, and the sun was so bright, we fooled it where it looks like it was warm. We were freezing our tuchuses off. Let me tell you, we were really, really freezing them off. So there's actually pictures on my Facebook page, and if you want to check that out, you can. But if you want to donate to the fundraise to help, you know, it's a really great film that's going to be filmed. I mean, we've been filming it for a while, but, you know, I'm showing women of different backgrounds. And mine, I don't know where I can say, like, the other girls are. There's four of us. And so there's something where, I guess, with mine, it's kind of like, because of my accent, they try to work with what I have to give. You know, it's just something where, since I have the Boston accent, what they did is take a symbolic woman from real history, Rosie the Riveter, and base my character upon her. So I feel very lucky and very honored to be able to be part of this, so I'm very happy about that. And, you know, you can all check it out. If you want, you can go to Valkyr and check it out. So I just wanted to talk about some of these topics today. And once again, I feel very lucky and very blessed to be able to do these things in my life. And I'm just very, you know, super excited about things that I do. And I'm hoping, you know, to be able to inspire other people. Because when you have dreams and such, I do know that people, you know, everybody should live a different life, you know, and follow their own path. But the thing is, when someone has a dream, sometimes there's people around them that just won't support the dream, no matter how silly it is, but it's what's the person's heart, and they should be allowed to do it and not should be put down for what they want to do in life. You know, it's just not right. I mean, especially if you do what you do and you know you pay your own bills, like I'm doing. I take care of my own bills and everything like that. So there's nothing wrong with doing your own dreams. I'm not using men to get ahead. I don't have to sleep with someone to get ahead. I don't have to take my clothes off to do what I want to do in life. You know, so I'm very lucky and very blessed to be able to do what I'm doing to get ahead without using someone. Now, I don't, it's very hard to write on the internet because the art of communication is lost. Now, for me, you know, I can't belittle women that take the clothes off. It's not something, it's not my thing. So I'm not, it's not about that. But it's the fact of struggling of, you know, I shouldn't have to do something I don't want to do. If I don't want to take my clothes off, don't belittle me because I don't want to take my clothes off. And I think people are trying to twist my mind and wanting to do that, and I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not perfect. I don't have the perfect body. I talk funny. You know, I'm so far from perfect. You know, it's like I've made mistakes in my life, and you just get up and grow up and be an adult, and you make your own decisions. And I know that people stand up for women that take their clothes off all the time. They say, don't judge them, blah, 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 this and that. But then people turn around and judge me thinking, you know, blah, 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 I'm thinking about this, about women taking their clothes off. And it's nothing to do with that. I don't care what other women want to do. I wish other women luck, whatever they do in life. But for me, well, this is my life with what I want to do. Don't put me down because I don't want to take my clothes off. You know, even getting in about this 10 years ago, when my body was ripped, okay, and people saying I should take it as a compliment, you know, because I was in fantastic shape, you know, like I said, not an ounce of fat on me. I had a six-pack and everything. People like, you know, take this as a compliment, you know, that people want to see you with your clothes off. I said, no, you don't get that as a point. It's not what I want to do in the business. And then people are saying, you know, there was a show, it was on Showtime, and I wanted to audition for it, but when I saw what I had turned it down, and when I saw the actual part, it was a sex part in the show. And at the time, I think the girl that they did show for it, she might have got us some time, but you know, on that 15 seconds or whatever she was on there, a few minutes. But after that, I don't know anything else about her. So it's like just to do those parts where I'm going to audition. And they're just assuming, they're giving me sides for the whores and the sluts and stuff like that. And it's like, if girls want to do that, that's their business. But they were taking one look at me and thinking, I'm just going to do that. And people are saying, you know, you can't be too picky because you're not a big superstar. Why should I have to do what all other girls might want to do? That's not what my thing is. I'm a spaz. I have a lot of energy. And I want to play the crazy characters. And I think sometimes what it is, you know, they don't want to be locked in the thing. Like, if you play a psycho or a bad girl, I think some girls are afraid of that and going to get, like, I don't know what. They want to be these cute little, you know, people love them all the time. But with acting, it doesn't mean what you are in real life. So I like playing these crazy psychotic things, these characters, and I love it. And if you do a crazy job, and because this one character that I played in Inventory, I wanted to play the most obnoxious, the most annoying character in the world, and that's what I wanted to set out to do. Well, it was being shown afterwards. I am not kidding. The audience members were asking the director, Justin Fielding, you can go to Justin's page and you guys can ask him. I'm not kidding. You can look up on Facebook and ask him. It says, you know, to the audience members, you know, ask if Shelly Nunchuk's really that nuts in real life. And he's like, you know, he's like, no, she's really a nice girl. And they're like, you know, the comments like, oh, she's the most annoying character. And I'm like, well, I did my job. I set out to be the most annoying character for the film, did my job, made the director happy. And when people saw that I was the most annoying character, that's exactly how I wanted to come off. Now, when you go in to pick a character, if you're coming off the way it's supposed to come off and people are believing that, then you did your job right. So doing those crazy, iconic characters, I love it. I want to play, you know, all these crazy characters. I don't have to be the girl next door. And for years, I've been doing, like, monsters and all sorts of things and being covered up, people not knowing it's me, where, you know, after people are like, that's you, Shelly, which I like that. I like that very much. I'm very comfortable people not knowing it's me on screens. I've worked on some films. I don't have them on my IMDb page because it's always great because it's something where they'll never know. Because I know people, they say you have to update your IMDb page and put everything on. I don't want to put down every single thing I've been part of because it's really great feeling when people don't know what you've done, some of those, and people are like, you should put, no, I'm not going to put down every single thing. I haven't updated my page. Plus, I haven't gone out for a little bit of auditions lately. If I get some work, it's great, but I'm working on Falcare and I work and stuff, and I do the radio show, so I haven't had time to go out for auditions. But it's really a great feeling because, you know, if people are going to see a movie and I'm there and they're not going to know, it's an awesome feeling. They don't know it's me on screen. I'm telling you, it's the best feeling in the world. And that's the best thing for an actor is when people don't realize it's you. That's what acting is about. I mean, that's to me, you know, I played a zombie a couple times and some actors didn't even realize it was me on set. It's transformation because it's based on, you know, some acting is based upon, you know, emotions and stuff, whether you're crying and such. But when you're in costume, you're in all that makeup, you get transformed into monsters and stuff, and you don't look like yourself. Do you know how awesome that is? And you freak people out when you take all the makeup off and they're like, you know, you're on set and they like, look at me, that was you, Shelly? And that's the best feeling in the whole world. I don't want to play the girl next door. I want to play the ninjas, the psychos, the bad girls. Maybe I want to play good guys and stuff like that, but you know, playing those crazy roles, it's so much fun. I can't even tell you. I have a blast. And I can give that energy to these crazy characters, and the directors love it. They know when I'm there on set. Another thing, too, is a good rule of thumb for myself. I don't care what other people do in their business. When I go to a film set is work. And it's not a dating world for me. So when I go to work on a film set, and I'm working around all these men, what it is directly work. And it's like a good way to keep your head on your shoulders because it keeps, you know, drama away from your work. You go and you become more reliable. And it's not only just auditions, but it's word of mouth saying, Shelly, you become more reliable. And it's like, you know, it is about talent and stuff. And when it comes down to that, I think the director is going to actually be kind of happy that, you know, I'm giving my all. Not only when I'm on set, because I do indie films, I will help out. If they need help out in anything else, even put shine makeup on, and I've done, you know, I've done some special effects makeup, and when I played the zombie in this last film, in Essential Realism, and there's a picture that I posted, this photographer, she actually took the picture of me crawling on the ground, the makeup and stuff, I did myself. And people afterwards, they didn't even realize it was me until I took the makeup off, and it's stuff that, you know, I know about FX makeup and stuff like that, you know, stuff that it's just a natural ability. I never went to school for it, but it's fun to do. You know, it's just working with your hands, getting dirty, and, you know, all the blood and gore and all this stuff. I mean, effects, yeah, some of it is real, you know, it's a lot of work. But some of the stuff I can do myself, which is a natural thing for me because I've been an artist my whole life. So doing some sci-fi stuff, you know, it just feels like I can bring things to life. If I wanted to do more FX stuff, I could do it if I wanted to. But I've got so much on my plate right now. But, yeah, anyway, I'm just so very lucky and very blessed to be able to do the things I do in my life. I feel very, very honored to be able to do these things. So, anyway, I just wanted to let you know I'm going to have more great guests on my show. You guys are going to be so excited. You aren't even going to believe the guests I'm going to have on my show. Well, everyone, I hope you have a great Sunday afternoon. I'm heading up to take maybe a little nap. I love myself some naps. You know, nothing better than a good horror movie. It's the weekend, you know, was it a couple more weekends to Halloween and everything like that. This is the best month almost out of the whole year. Oh, yeah, I can't wait. Chinese New Year, January 31st. Going to make sure I take that off for work just to celebrate and gain 10 pounds during that holiday season. But everyone, you know, enjoy your Sunday. And remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else. And you just go for it. Who knows? Maybe if you reach for the moon, you know, and you can't reach the moon, maybe still you'll land upon the stars. Everyone, have a good Sunday afternoon. This is with Jackie Chan, co-host Kitty, and Shelly Nunchucks. Sign out, live long, and prosper.